The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
It's time for Big Fatty's Spicy Meatball Update. It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online. Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3794 of a BFO for Monday the 22th of August 2022. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all gonna tell you all about our weekend in Rome, Italian Mexico. Castaways, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you castaways today because y'all, if everything is going according to schedule, today is our first of two, I say, sea days. Just a reminder that parts of this little show have been pre-recorded, and so y'all, we're gonna catch you up on what happened over the weekend, but first, let's do this.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, that's it, y'all. Today, the 22th of August, y'all, we have not one, but two, I say, celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first is someone that I met a couple of times out there in the Lost Wages. He is the former co-host of the It's All About Me. It's all about meh. Y'all, he puts the in meh. Y'all, it's none other than Mark with a Q. Big Fatty, we love Mark with a Q. It's true. And y'all, I saw him on a news report here in Fat Acres several years ago. He and that Ed Candelabra, y'all, they opened some sort of museum for that the museum for that TV show about the meth, and I don't know, Breaking Wind? No, Big Fatty, that's your TV show, Breaking Bad. That's it, Bad Wind. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all then are a second celebration of exiting the birth canal today. Y'all, long-time listener of the little show. Y'all, I know that Daniel Bieber has met him face-to-face, but I have not had the opportunity to do that. Y'all, he is up there in the New York City. New York City, Big Fatty! Evidently makes the salsa. Y'all, he's not at the Woodhaven stop, but y'all, he is up there. Y'all, he is the mysterious one up there. Y'all, it's none other than the one and only Lamont Cranston. Big Fatty, we love Lamont Cranston, it's true. So y'all, if you see, it's all about Mark or Lamont Cranston on the 20th or the Metaspace. Wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they both get a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty!
Happy birthday.
I said, y'all, that's the Nip in the background complaining about the bots on the Grin Doctor. Hey, y'all, we are in our final night in Aroma, and the Nip is here, and Durwood is here. Say hi, Durwood.
Hi, Durwood.
And Dr. Stone.
Hi, Dr. Stone.
Oh, and y'all. Okay, would you like to say hello? They heard you bitching about the Grin Doctor.
That guy wanted to.
He wanted to what? Oh, God. Lick me all over. That is vulgar. It is vulgar. Anyway, y'all, we got here last. I told you about the Aeroplano flight, and we'll just get Dr. Stone and Durwood's opinions about the Delta One, because this was your first experiences on that, and you'll just need to speak up, please, because there's only one microphone.
It was great.
Okay, great.
They love to fly and it shows.
Yes, Durwood?
Ditto.
Okay. How was the food, Durwood?
Delicious.
It was delicious, especially for an Aeroplano.
Correct.
Yes. Dr. Stone, Dr. Stone had a very bad experience with the cold solid.
Yeah, that was a bit funky. It was like a bean salad with a piece of avocado in it, and the avocado was hard as a rock.
It looked like a turd.
Correct. It was seasoned.
And I think it was edamame, wasn't it? And roasted cone, and then there was like cream cheese on the
but
bottom.
But you said you ate a piece of the avocado.
I ate the whole thing,
yeah,
because
you hate avocado.
No, it just looked like a turd. Freddy, you ate turds.
If only you had known about avocados sooner. Then
right.
You could have
no, but it was my least favorite thing also. But anyway, we finally got here to the motel. And Dr. Stone, I believe you and Granny got your keys first, and you went up to your room, and
the room wasn't ready, so we had to go back to the lobby for another 15 minutes and wait.
Ooh, and I believe you had there was an incident with Consuela.
Well, yes, the chambermaid was. She was angry, and she called down to the desk, and then thrust the phone at me and said, "You talk." So they said, oh, we're sorry, there was a mistake. The room wasn't made up yet.
And you went, yeah, no shit.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And Durwood, how was your room?
It was excellent.
Okay, and then Cora Beth came, and it was, okay, great. y'all, when was
questions.
That? That was Wednesday night. No, that was Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
We went to supper. Did we go to supper Thursday night?
I imagine.
Yes, we did.
Yes, we did. We went to a restaurant.
You haven't asked me any questions.
Okay, what would you like me to ask you?
Nothing. No.
Okay. Thursday night we went and had, you had the lasagna.
I did.
That was good, the lasagna.
It was good lasagna, yes.
And I believe Dr. Stone had the fruits of the sea.
That's correct, I did.
Uh-huh. What was it, like apples and peaches, or?
No, not that type of fruit. It was seafood.
Oh, but seafood fruits of the sea is what the cruise is going to be.
Well, yes.
Right.
Seafood risotto.
And did the chef throw it down and tell you to piss off or anything?
No, why would he?
Piss off!
It's raw!
It's raw! It's, you know, Gordon Ramsay was the chef. But the Nip had the lasagna, too, and he seemed to enjoy it.
Yeah.
And
I have loved every meal I've had here.
But he complained about every meal he had.
Right. He sniffs it. He turns his nose up at it. He makes faces of ew. And then he eats everything on the plate. Y'all, the next morning, that evening or afternoon, we did a dry run to find out how to get to the Vatican.
Yep, correct.
Right, and so we bought our tickets early, and then we got up Friday morning, and we all had our tickets, and we stopped and got us a little pastry, and
Which I bought, by the way.
Y'all, then we got on, we went to get on the metro. We had already pre-bought tickets. I gave the Nippers ticket and everything. And I went through the turnstile. Dr. Stone went through the turnstile. And Durwood went through the turnstile. And Corbeth went through the turnstile. And we're going down this real long escalator. And I turn around and I go, well, where the hell is the Nip? And we all turn back. It's, there's no Nip. There's no Nip. And we go, how the hell, we all went through the turnstiles together. Where the hell, how did he get lost between the turnstile and the escalator? Well, would you like to tell the story?
You gave me an invalid ticket.
Okay, he says I gave him an invalid ticket, and then he had to go buy a new one, and he didn't know how to do it. And then he didn't know which train to take. Yo, I sent Dr. Stone and Corbeth and Durwood on to the Vatican to pray that I would be able to get there. And I stayed and waited on the Nip and waited on the Nip and still no Nip coming down the escalator. And I finally says, where the hell did he go? So I rode the escalator back up. It was just as long going up as it was coming down. And I get up into the main lobby area there. No Nip. There's no Nip. I'm going, where the hell is he? Went back outside to see if I could see him on the street looking lost. No Nip on. I said, well, to hell with it. So, y'all, then I went to go back through the turnstile. Y'all, and of course, the tickets we bought were for one trip only. So, I had already used it. So, I had to go buy another ticket. And then I went down the escalator, and I get on the train, and I'm there's about four stops before you get to the Vatican stop, and about two stops before I get there, I get a call from the Nip. Where are you? Where are you? I said, what do you mean, where am I? I'm on the train. Well, I'm here at the Vatican stop. I can't find anybody. I went, how the hell did you get there before I did? So anyway, I come up out of the train station and I hear Big Ready, Big Ready yelling across the street. And so anyway, we made it to the Vatican tour. It was a lovely tour. Would you like to comment on that, Dr. Stone and Durwood?
I love the tour. Mm-hmm. The climbing up to the dome was amazing. It was a breathtaking view. Yes. It was strenuous to get up there, though.
Yes.
And Enza Broccoli was excellent.
The tour guide, yep.
Yes. Our tour guide was broccoli. She was not a vegetable. She was very good. Yes. And then we went into the Basilica, mm-hmm. and we went and toured the museums of the Chapel. Vatican, and we ended up in the Sistine Chapel, and I believe Ms. Broccoli showed us the wooden door that opens to where the smoke shoots out.
Oh yes, right.
And you know, y'all, you know, whenever they get a new pope, that the smoke starts coming out, and they go, "Is it black or is it white? We can't tell."
Racist.
And right, and but y'all, it really was gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And then
anything is racist.
They didn't spare a single penny of the Catholic patron's money.
No. So if you're Catholic, your money has gone to monumental things. And let the poor be poor. Right. Excuse me.
Poor.
But one of my favorite parts was the hallway after you exit the Sistine Chapel. Right. It's this long hallway and staircase, and it's majestic. And you turn around and you look back up at y'all. You can't take a picture. You're not allowed to take a picture. As Broccoli told us, there are all kinds of rules that the Vatican has. And you couldn't take a picture. And but it was, I thought it was the cherry on the Sunday, mm-hmm. or you know, Sabbath. We came back here to the motel, and we went and had another lovely evening, another lovely meal at a little restaurant near the hotel. And I don't remember what I had. Oh, I had the spaghetti with mushrooms. Mm-hmm. Granny had that. He didn't like it. But you know, the old people, y'all, it's probably too spicy for him. But what did you have, Durwood?
The veal.
They had the was a sacrificial calf, Durwood. Oh, is it lamb?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought
no,
veal.
No, it's beef.
Beef.
I'm sorry. I'm confused.
Okay.
Baby calf.
Y'all, it's so sad to see him go downtown right before your eyes.
A bottle of wine earlier.
Anyway, and what did you have, Dr. Stone?
I had the same that Durwood had.
Oh, so there were two. There were two. Sacrificial calves that gave their all for these flesh eaters.
Well, three, because Bill had.
Oh, yes.
Corbeth.
Right, Corbeth, yes. And yo, then we came back to the room and I got a good night's sleep. There were evidently alarms going off in Granny and Dr. Stone's room.
There was a fire alarm that went off.
Did you get up and exit the building?
I looked outside the door and nobody was racing out the building, so I figured, oh, and then it stopped, and I thought, okay, well, I guess the fire's out.
Okay, and Durwood, how did you sleep?
I was good until midnight.
And, what happened at midnight?
Corbel started yelling in her sleep.
Oh, well, how about that? He's not a mouth breather, he's a sleep yeller.
And has complete conversations in his sleep, and it's like, all of a sudden, he'll go back to sleep, snoring. And
oh.
Then about 20, 30 minutes later, he'll have a conversation out of the blue.
Now, does he speak as Cora Beth in these fits?
He does.
Okay. And, y'all, then we got up on Saturday morning, and Granny was not going Granny did not go on the Vatican tour, but we were all going to the Colosseum, and he was going to go there. Y'all, we went up the Spanish Steps, you would have thought. That was, you know, it was probably 35 steps or maybe 40, and it might as well have been 400. Granny was huffing and a puffing, big fatty, something he hadn't done in a while. Well, you know, what can I say? But y'all, we toured the Colosseum. We had
Irene Ryan,
Gertrude was. Who was it?
Claudia.
She was German. She made us guess what her name was.
She was an odd duck.
Yes.
Would you like to say something about Claudia?
No, I just haven't been asking questions.
Okay, I just asked you, would you like to say something about Claudia?
No.
Okay. The tour of the Colosseum was wonderful, but we're just gonna have to wait.
And
we're gonna wait and tell you about the Colosseum and perhaps a little Norwegian encounter, but that'll have to be on tomorrow's little show. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. We all passed a COVID test, so we're going to be able to go on the cruise of a lifetime. And y'all, the little shows would not upload from the motel, so I'm going to try my best to get them uploaded whenever I can get a good signal. So they're being recorded, they're just not being uploaded because the inner tubes hates the cruise of a lifetime. So, would you anything else you'd like to say, Nip? Okay, well, Durwood? Okay, Dr. Stone? Oh, Dr. Stone has, y'all, bowel report, there's still just, there is clogged as a ship toilet full of anything but poop, pee, and paper. You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Oh! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.